Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Chirag, how are you?
I'm good. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak to you too.
How's your Eid been so far?
It's been weirdly quiet. It was a very weird one this time, but it was nice. I got to do namaz with my parents in England, so that was a strange thing. Usually we'd go to separate mosques, but we did it together, so that was something new. That was nice.
Yeah, it's a bonding opportunity, I suppose.
Yeah, and you know, got to Zoom with the family in England, so yeah, it was nice, but very quiet. But it's never a big party here for me anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, right. But I think the difference, of course, is that, you know, generally it's very festive here, and yeah. This time, of course,
you can go out and meet friends, but yeah, there was none of that this time. So yeah, lots of Netflix to watch instead, so that was fine. It's a normal day for me.
yeah. I mean, it's been weird. Like, I've had a lot of people ask me, obviously we have a long weekend here because of it, and which technically ends today.
Yeah, and, I think, yeah, we have holidays right now, don't we? Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is, right? So a lot of people are like, oh, what are you doing for the long weekend? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing last week and the week before that one too, actually. So yeah. It's been an interesting time.
Yeah, I went supermarket shopping. That's how exciting my day was today.
I haven't even done that. I mean, I'm basically ordering everything online.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
we just hit the segue, and that one was not entirely intentional there.
Yeah, but look at that.
I do have a few boxes, which is actually kind of what we wanted to talk about today, lining up my entrance with the intent to dispose. And I think it's just one of those things that, like, are creating the kind of, you know, visual clutter that's getting to me now.
How many boxes have you got in the corridor?
Oh, three plus a Kipson's box. But the Kipson's box is there, obviously, because they take it back when I get the next order.
Yes, that's a good thing about Kipson's boxes. But they're useful for so many things, so which we'll talk about today.
Yeah, so I think for me, the idea was that I didn't want to find any utility for the box, because I was like, the moment I find the utility for the box, it's going to sit in the house and then it's going to be more clutter. It's not like I don't have boxes in the house for certain things. So I was like, I just want to keep the system on where it just goes right back out, and I'm not creating a Kipson's box clutter, which is quite possible to do at this point. So it's three, one of which is filled with things to recycle. So ideally,
nice.
The next time I make a trip, I'll take the whole box with me and it just goes in one go. The other two are just empty boxes. They won't fit in the chute, so I have to take it down when I go down.
Yeah, this is a problem, yeah. So, and it's very difficult here to recycle. Everything is, it's not easy to go put things in recycling. There are opportunities here, but it's just, I mean, today I went and took the recycling. Our bins are so tiny for our building that it's no point even going to drop off stuff there. So I have to, when I drive out, there are bigger bins nearby. So I go drop them off there. But that was overflowing as well today. So there's just a pile of recycling next to the bin, which is awful, but that's how it is here. They don't.
Yeah, it's one of the things, actually, we've ended up talking about this from a plastic pollution point of view on another show. But it's one of those things where, like, we've actually found ourselves in a situation where partly it's just the fact that we're ordering a lot more. Because that's the nature of the beast at the moment. But then also, I mean, if you look at things like deliveries and stuff, food delivery, sorry, because of extra sanitation, there's all this extra plastic, extra wrapping, extra bags. Everything is extra at the moment.
Yes.
And suddenly I'm finding myself looking at everything going, what's going on over here? Things are coming packed separately a lot of times. So it's actually been a bit difficult. I mean, I'm down to like three boxes now, but I know, like, a couple of weeks ago when my first, you know, when the restrictions kind of eased and the first delivery started coming in, like, you remember there was a weekend I had where I had like four different deliveries all arrive, like,
yes,
in a span
yes,
of like
yeah.
48 hours. Yeah. And so, like, I remember, like, that Sunday morning, like, the weekend was up. I walked into my living room and I was like, wow, like, that's a lot of empty boxes lining up, like, the corner. Because, you know, I had this table that came in and the microphone came in and all these things. And I just, like, unwrapped everything, set them up, but then just kind of stashed all the boxes one after the other in the corner with the intent to take them away. And I think one thing that people, especially here, I think is certain areas, they don't have recycling, as you mentioned. They're not per building. They're not per locality, whatever. So my nearest bin is like a 7-minute drive away.
That's far. That's bad.
Yeah, and with a, like a supermarket and a, like a shopping center and so on. And so what was happening prior to this, obviously, I mean, ignoring the pre-lockdown, is that, you know, I would just, you know, collect my recycling, go to my next grocery run, drop it off, do the cycle. Yeah. But when we stopped doing that, we were doing that in limited quantities again. It just became difficult. So I stopped doing it and I just found myself with a pile of boxes. So,
well, I find that, especially now, that there's so much stuff that I have to, and, you know, I'm in an apartment. I don't have space to put so much recycling. I don't have space to get big recycling bins. So I have a recycle bag and I fill it up with different cans and plastic and paper. But there's not enough room to store it here. You know, so I have to go empty it every 2-3 days because there's so much, you know, recycling material that comes out from your food items, toiletries, you know, like I even toilet roll. You can recycle your toilet roll. So you go through how many of them in a week, you know.
So there's
much stuff coming through. And then, of course, you know, as you said, we've got the online shopping, which has become much bigger because, you know, we have had to do that, especially when it was the major lockdown that we were completely closed up and we couldn't go out. So I thought, yeah, this is good that we can talk about this and discuss what to do with it and, you know, how to try and reduce it as well. I mean, one thing I realized this week only. So I ordered last week from Noon. So there's Noon and Amazon here. Amazon, not Amazon. I don't know why I said it weird. Amazon. And so Noon, I ordered 4 things from Noon. And I saw the box to click to get everything all in at one time, which I used to do with Amazon. But because of the delays, like each item was coming on a different day from one day to 2 weeks or something, and some of the things I wanted sooner, I didn't want to wait 2 weeks for them, so I didn't click on that box. And what actually happened is, oh, sorry, there's someone at the door. Should we pause?
the wonders of like recording at home. All right,
okay,
let's do this.
1 second. Unbelievably.
I was providing a running commentary for our listeners. Don't worry. So everybody's fully aware now that you have a Noon delivery that just came.
Yes, that's my last delivery. So literally, we just talking. So yeah, so that delivery was supposed to be the first thing to come, but it's the last thing to come. But there's been over a week. There's been literally every other day. There's been a delivery of each item. So I could have done. Send it all together in one go, but because I didn't know, because of what they had said on the time frame, I was like, no, I need some of the stuff quicker.
I think eventually we will end up kind of you know, reprimanding potentially the online platforms in a little while and talking, kind of giving them a call to action as well. So before we do that, I just want to take a second and also appreciate the kind of strain that they've been under, right? So obviously, like, you know, you know, we're seeing this a lot. I mean, I think Twitter is a buzz with what happened with IKEA deliveries, and I know I was one of the sufferers of that too, right? Like, they were just so overwhelmed that you know, no timeline actually was maintained, and I think that was one of the problems. So as you mentioned, I mean, just because you had the timelines, you know, Noon is factoring all this, like, okay, well, what if there's a delay and stuff, and I don't want to hire a customer, so I'm going to kind of under promise, and then hopefully I can get it to them sooner. But it means that you make a decision like saying, okay, well, I don't want to wait like 2 weeks to get everything when I can get something tomorrow, so I'm just going to order it. And then it turns out that the thing that they estimated 2 weeks later is actually 3 days in, and kind of doesn't matter. But
now, I mean, like, I don't know if you could see while I was getting the stuff. I mean, that's a pan. It's a big yellow bag. There's been 4 bags now, you know, and I just took the other bags for recycling this morning. So there's been 4 lots of bags, which could have gone into one bag, actually could have gone into this big bag, all the stuff. You know, and luckily with Noon, a lot of their stuff are in the bags rather than the boxes, because Amazon is awful for the boxes.
Very box friendly. Yeah.
And sometimes you get a big box with a tiny little item and all this padding, and you're like, why didn't you use a smaller box?
So 2 out of 3 boxes that are lining up my doorway are Amazon boxes.
Yeah. And it's crazy, but this is the nature of life. And the other thing is that now it's there's so many things that, you know, because we haven't got time to go to different shops as we did before because of the limits on how much we're allowed out, I'm buying stuff on Amazon more than I would normally. So there are little bits and pieces that you don't think you need. Like my mum just literally told me before about tea tree oil wipes to help remove the mosquito bites to get them to stop hurting. And okay. she said to me, look on Amazon. It must be on Amazon. You can buy it there. And I'm like, so every other day I'm buying something because, you know, whether it's something to do with my cats and their food or for myself or because my mum and dad say, look on Amazon, you can buy it on Amazon.
It's like,
so you, that's the problem that we're all having right now with online shopping. It's the inconsistency of buying stuff. And then,
yeah, and I think we're not going to get into that today on this episode specifically, but we allude you to a couple of older episodes where we've talked about how to kind of manage your online shopping list and shop better and so on. So we'll link to that in the show notes so you guys can have a listen to, you know, Shalina's tips for how to shop better and especially how to shop better online. And I think it's more pertinent today than before where we have to be extra careful since more and more of us are shopping online.
Yeah. It's very easy to shop. Yes. Yeah. So back to the boxes. So there is all these boxes. So, you know, for you, you said that you don't want to use the boxes, but for lots of people, especially families, we have these Kibson boxes, which we will put a picture up in, you know, in the blog, that they're very cool, big boxes with lids in them. And they're quite big. You can fit a lot of things in them. They're useful to use in the garage. So they're easily, and because they're quite thick cardboard as well, so you can put things in there, you know, Christmas decorations, which I've seen a lot in houses, you know, or Halloween decorations, tools, camping equipment, because they've got handles on those boxes as well. You can take that and then put it in the car easily, you know, if you do go camping and stuff. So those boxes are very useful to use for that. And also for kids' activities, I've seen lots of people are using boxes for forts, to make children's forts and castles as well. So that's a thing you can do with these boxes as well, and with all of these boxes. So if you accumulate all these boxes, you can use them to do things like that for now because of this time, you know, it's an activity to do. But yeah, so that's one thing to do. And another thing is to use the boxes to put your recycling in. So like you do that, you put the recycling into your boxes. For me, I put it in, I've got a special bag just for all the recycling stuff. But you could, you know, and the amount of boxes I get, I don't get very big boxes most of the time. So mine are quite small. So I just dismantle them and put them into the paper section. But see what boxes you have. And if you can reuse them for your recycling, that's good. I mean, all the bags that I get from deliveries, I keep those bags, and that's what I use for taking my recycling to the bins. So I have different bags for different things. So that's one thing to do. And then with all the bits that come inside the bag, inside the boxes, you know, there's the, like, they don't use styrofoam nowadays. They use that plastic kind of bubble sheeting, right? It's not bubble wrap, it's like a different bubble thing. You can use them, you know, for children's activities as well, again, or if you're moving, you know, you're moving soon, you can keep all of them because it'll keep all your stuff safe. But otherwise, you just have to put it in recycling because it's just clutter that accumulates in your house. And that's the key thing as well. With all these things, yes, you could use them for something else, but don't accumulate too many of them to the point that you have clutter in your house, which you're never going to use.
No, 100%. And I think that's really my problem as well, is I've just been very conscious of the fact that, I mean, it's so simple for me to take one of these boxes, put it in an empty sort of space under, like even under my kitchen, I've got a store space where I can store stuff and I can just dump it there. And I'm like, yeah, of course I'll find something to put in the box tomorrow. This is not difficult. But just the idea of that, I'm like, if I have the box there, I'll fill it up with something. And that's more clutter that I don't need, which is why I've kind of just made sure I've always lined them up in the entrance. So it kind of actually starts bothering me visually. So I know I want to do something with it. Of course, we've been in a sort of tighter lockdown, which has meant going out has been a bit difficult, or limited rather. And because I don't have the option of just saying, okay, I'm just going to go down and dump the recycling, which I don't have the option to do. So it has to sit here until I can sort that out, unfortunately.
But the other thing,
but that's the idea.
Yeah, but the other thing is you could put it, you've got a car, so you could go put it in your car if it fills up. So, you know, it's there in the car ready to take out. And that's the rule that I use for a lot of things. It's same with tailoring. You know, when you've got things that need to go to tailors, put it in one of those bags, the delivery bags, put it in your car. So it's there. It's not in your house, but it's there ready to go and deal with. You know, same with jewelry, same with anything that needs to go somewhere else outside, put it in your car. So it's out of your house and in the car. The other thing to do with boxes as well is donations. So I have a bag for donation stuff, but you could use one of the boxes or one of the bags that you get from these deliveries and use that for your donations. And then when it's filled up, you can take it. So I always say, you know, have a bag in your wardrobe. And every time you see something, you know, that you don't like, doesn't fit, looks ugly, never worn, you put it in that bag. But you could do the same with the boxes. You know, the Kibson box is a good box. So you can do that. Put that in the bottom of your wardrobe, put everything in there, and then fill it. Once it's filled up, take it out, put it in your car, or take it to the donation bins. And there's loads everywhere around, aren't there? So, or the charity shops, if you have charity shops. So that's another thing to do. Yeah, that's the main thing. And one more thing is that if you're selling any items, sometimes it's good to keep some of the boxes in case you sell anything, and then you can put those items into the box so it's safe, and then you can get it delivered or picked up. But don't keep too many of them. Unless you're a serial seller of stuff, don't keep these boxes just for the one day I'll sell something kind of situation.
Yeah, I think it's more I keep it... Initially, I would have kept it anyway for a couple of days, even with the restrictions were there or not, in the event that I wanted to return something.
Yes. So
that's kind of like, it's useful for that.
Yeah.
It can kind of go back in the same container almost in most cases. But other than that, yeah, I don't see much value in keeping the boxes. And I feel like it's something that probably a lot of people are dealing with. And, you know, it's an out of sight, out of mind thing. So if I take this and I just dump them in the store now, I'll never address it.
That's
it'll be there forever.
Yeah. And you've just reminded me, that's another thing that a lot of people do and a lot of clients have done. They buy stuff online. They get the boxes. They might take it out of the box, but they won't try the item out or check the item to see if they really like it. If you try it immediately, so what I do, of course, I sanitize the bag or the box and leave it for like an hour or so. But then I'll take it out. I'll try the item immediately and see if it fits. If it doesn't fit, which sometimes happens, then I quickly, straight away, put it back in the box, get the label to get it sent back and do the, you know, you have to organize or go online and organize for it to be picked up. Do that immediately. Sometimes they come and pick up the next day. So you've got that ready. You've got that box. You know, don't keep it hanging around, like the box in one place, your clothes and stuff in another place that you haven't tried on. And then you're like, oh, yeah, let me try it on in 3 weeks' time. Do it straight away. Get it over and done with. What was the point of buying it if you're not going to try it, you know, and to see if it fits? And it's the same with, you know, you have bags of stuff shopping. You go shopping, leave the bags in the bedroom, don't empty them, you know. Why? Why did you buy it then? Just try it, put it away, get the bags out of the way, get the boxes out of the way, you know, your shoe boxes, get them out. You don't need them. Same with iPhones and, you know, the iPads and, all these boxes, people keep the telephone boxes just in case. I'm like, unless you're going to sell the telephones, your mobile phones later on or your iPads and stuff, there's no need to keep them for after, say, a month or so. Or even after a week, if your phone doesn't work immediately, because you'd immediately take your phone out of the box, right? If it doesn't work immediately or there's an issue within a week, then take it with the box back to the shop. If there's issues after that, then you have to go to the retail, you know, to the, like the Apple store.
Repair service.
Yeah, the repair service and get it repaired, right? So you don't need the box then. You just go hand over the phone or the computer or the iPad and say, you need to fix this. So you don't need the box.
I mean, even from a selling point of view, honestly, like if you're looking at recycling it back to Apple and whatever, they're not looking for the box, right? Like it's fine. It's not end of the world. I mean, I understand why it's better perhaps, but if you have a tendency towards collecting clutter, like just get rid of the box. I think it's fine. Like you'll have an opportunity to sell it eventually.
Well, so there seems to be a thing, and I get rid of all the boxes anyway, and I never sell these phones. I just give them to my parents or to somebody. But there's a thing that people say that they get more money if they give it in the box.
It just feels, obviously it feels like it's better packaged. The person is more caring of their device. I think there is a value to that. And I understand that.
But do they get more? Like, is that,
Sure. I think.
Like 20 dirhams more? Not like hundreds or thousands.
I think we'll leave that to the listeners. If the listeners want to tell us if they've seen a difference, maybe in their experience of keeping the box, well you know, we can have that chat. But I think the other thing as well, you were talking about people not trying something and then they're not finding it a good fit. But when we're talking about online deliveries especially, it's a good idea to open the box and take a look inside and not leave it for forever, because maybe the wrong item came to you.
Exactly.
The wrong size came to you. Yeah. And not just, I don't mean clothing. I mean even like, for example, you buy, you buy a casserole. And you think like you've got the right one, and then you see, oh look, there is a casserole. Put it away because you're like, I'm not going to cook anything in it today. And then the day you open it, you're like, wait a minute, I ordered the large size, and this is the medium size. Yeah, and then you have to deal with that later. And you might as well like just at least take a look, if not right away, if you want to keep it for a day, considering the current environment, but within the next day or so, so that you have an opportunity to do something with it.
And with a lot of these online stores, if you don't claim back within a certain amount of time, you can't give it back. So you've lost money, you've added clutter to your house, and you've got the wrong item. Then you have to try and sell it. It's a thing you have to do. And also, I mean, I bought detergent from Amazon because it was cheap. It was cheaper and it was broken. So there was a problem with the bottle. I had to decant it into another bottle. And I complained, obviously nothing happened with that, but there was that issue. So it was lucky I opened it immediately, because I could smell it. And I was like, why am I smelling the detergent before I've opened it up, opened the bottle? And it's because it'd broken and there was a leak. So that's another thing you have to bear in mind. So don't, get it. When you get it, obviously sanitize it, do the spray, leave it for, an hour or so if you want. Then take it out, check it, make sure everything's fine, and get rid of all the material and put it in the recycle section of your house, ready to go, get out of your house.
Okay, cool. So that's all the tips. We know, as always, we like listening, hearing you guys tell us about sort of the dilemmas you're dealing with and if they helped you. Be careful when you're online shopping. Try to get rid of the boxes quickly or they can become a problem.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week with more insights, more tips. And more from Shalina.
Yay! All right, bye.
Bye.